Second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Bob Wright, Wildlife Management Update.
Wildlife Management Update, as always, every day, we're always monitoring the airfield for any hazardous wildlife activity. Continue to shoot off noisemakers, firecrackers when necessary to disrupt any bird activity on the airport. We knew about 2 months ago we had as many as 7 deer on the airport. We know, we can confirm that 4 of those have been removed from the airport, and I haven't seen the other 3. I don't know if the lack of rain may have had an impact on their movement or activity, but we're not even seeing them in the wildlife camera that we have attached to the trees at the north end of the airfield beside the state police hangar. So right now, I'm not sure where those 3 are. But as always, we continue to monitor, and if necessary, we'll take whatever actions are appropriate to mitigate that type of hazard.
Bob, has the fence been stitched up?
The fence has been stitched up. We found 3 places where deer had the potential of being able to enter the airfield through these 2 holes that we found in the gate. In fact, I know one hole for sure was used by deer because I chased one of the deer out that cut in the fence. And that fence was cut. It was clearly cut. So,
who would do that?
It's a smart deer.
Yeah, walking around
with tools.
With those antlers. Hit those antlers just the right way and cut that fence. I can speculate by, you know, looking beyond the fence at where the tree stand might be. But, you know,
it's a good indicator.
Property? No, off airport property. Okay. But the deer was on airport property, and the only way to get to the deer was to cut the fence. Speculation. But
opportunity for another wildlife camera.
Yeah.
But a gunshot travels. Let's ask Mike Costello. He'll probably have the answer.
Well, interestingly, Mike Costello, for those of you who don't know Mike, he's a county employee. He is the authorized representative from the county to legally implement means that are necessary.
He knows how to hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's his camera that he has mounted in those woods, and we haven't seen those 3 deer in the last 2 months.
That's why.
I'm wondering if they're dead.
They're smart.
The result of moving that camera down, the result of deer standing.
Well, that area has no trees, so the deer don't hide.
But you saw a tree stand. Side of the fence already.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the tree stand is on the other side of the fence, but there's also a large area of cleared property between the woods and our perimeter fence and then our fence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, any questions on wildlife? All right. Let's go ahead and move on to airport update number 5. I'm going to go ahead and shut these lights off behind Mark because we'll have enough light from the projector to see what it is that you may want to read or whatever. I want to talk a little bit about the Taxiway Bravo construction project. And just as a quick refresher on this project, this has been a project that has been programmed in our FAA capital improvement program starting as far back as 2020. The FAA's capital improvement program requires that you look 5 years into the future of eligible FAA airport improvement program projects that you would like to implement at your airport. From that capital improvement program, the FAA tries to work their resources, their money, and position that money to be able to fund projects that are due in the near term. And near term means projects that are going to begin construction within the next 3 years. So for the first, for the fifth and fourth year, you can kind of move projects around. Once the project advances into 3 years away, 2 years away, 1 year away, the project is pretty much locked in place. This is a big project for us. We know it's going to require multiple phases, six phases to complete the project, six separate AIP grants to fund the project, spread over a period of 6 years. And we have already received an FAA grant for design of the first half of the project, and the first half of the project is essentially the middle half, or two separate construction projects that make up the middle half of the project. And we just accepted an FAA grant that covers the cost of construction of the first quarter of this project. And we're working with our airport consultant engineering firm on finalizing the contract documents between Sussex County and Allen Myers Incorporated, who won the bid on this project. And we're planning a construction start date as early as late March 2025, but hopefully no later than April 2025. 202 days, calendar day to complete the project, essentially, well, more than half a year. So this project will probably go, completion is expected to occur
the end of 25.
October, by the end of 25. We would like the portion of this taxiway to at least be available during next year's Wings and Wheels event. If not, it's no big deal. Project bid, including administrative costs, project inspection fees, $3,859,000. Of course, Sussex County, being the airport sponsor, is responsible for 10% of that cost. So, you know, and the FAA pays the remaining 90%.
When's it go out of the bid, or is it gone?
It's already gone out for bid. Yeah, it's
so
already.
That was the engineer's estimate.
Yeah. No, that was the actual bid.
The actual bid.
The 3.89 was the actual bid. And we already have the grant for that. Again, we're finalizing the contents of the construction airport sponsor contract, and once that's done, signed, Allen Myers will begin to acquire the materials product with a with a construction start date, hopefully in March, no later than April.
Yeah, we bid this in April, and we had the requirement in the contract for the bidders to hold their prices for 6 months. Mm-hmm. The reason being for the delay in the grant approval, so everybody was amenable to do that. Oh, that 3.8, doesn't that include construction administration?
Yep.
It's not, okay.
Yep,
it
includes.
Just not the construction, that's the
no,
oversight that, and the inspection.
That's exactly, that's everything. That's everything.
Who's the consultant?
Delta Airport Consultants.
It is Delta.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So. Delta remains our AIP AIP eligible project consultant and the engineer on those projects. Project's gonna basically provide us with a 35 foot wide runway with proper width. Increases for the fillets. 35 feet is the FAA design standard for an airport like us.
Taxiway.
35 feet wide is the AIP standard for GA airports with the aircraft that we have. 90,000 pounds dual wheel, so it shouldn't have any problem accommodating, you know, virtually all the corporate jets that fly into this airport, with the exception of anything that would go into a loft. And, they won't be using this taxiway. They would just continue to do the 180s and back taxi on the runway for any of their activities. Project's going to occur between Taxiway Hotel and Taxiway Bravo. The project is planned and will be phased to ensure that only one intersection at a time will be closed. We're not gonna close both and have everybody taxiing all over creation just to get to, from one end of the airport to the other. The project also includes a lot of drainage work. In fact, in this first phase of construction, and there are four construction phases, in this first phase, all of the drainage work that we're doing will basically accommodate the drainage needs of the entire project. So as we move forward to the second phase of construction, then we redesign the last half of the project, and we move forward to the third and fourth phase of construction, drainage work associated with those phases will be at an absolute minimum.
Bob, could you go back to the previous slide, please? So after this section is complete,
yeah,
will aircraft be expected to use that around the ramp and not taxi past the ramp on,
you know,
the current Alpha pool?
No, Rick. You know, we're.
I'm just curious.
Yeah,
you know,
aircraft are. Yeah, I think aircraft are going to continue to utilize the existing taxiway Alpha. You know, this may be convenient, you know, for, you know, at times, but
I think operationally, Rick, it's going to be an option.
Yeah.
It's going to be open and available,
right,
striped and lighted.
Right.
But it's we're not gonna require them,
no,
to bypass the,
okay,
terminal,
yeah,
area. In fact,
yeah,
we probably won't do that until the entire
toll thing's complete.
Yeah.
B is entirely done.
Yeah.
We haven't figured that out, but for this first section, it would just be an option if they wanted to use that section.
Gotcha.
Now during Wings and Wheels, this
would
be great.
Handy,
yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Because
one other thing that maybe to note on that 35-foot, we have designed and will continue to design the project for the taxiway to be expandable to a full 50 feet,
yeah,
for accommodation for the next aircraft design criteria. So the drainage, the grading, drainage, everything on the outside is pushed out enough so that when we get to that point, all we have to do is add pavement. So it becomes simpler and cheaper when we get to that point. So I mean, ultimately, we want a full 50-foot wide taxiway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the legacy transient area still going to be usable?
Which area is that?
Just at, right above front center.
Yeah, that's still going to be there. That's going to remain for a while. What the goal is, and it's probably easier to go to this page right here. The goal is phase two of the construction is going to complete this portion of the continuation of the taxiway with a new intersection that's going to come to the runway. And this gap between the new tie down apron that was built in 2022, this gap is going to be filled in to where what the intended purpose is aircraft taxi down this taxiway. They're just going to pull in and pull out of this ramp area. We're not going to do anything with this ramp area because in the airport master plan, we're showing to extend aircraft parking all through here. So after this project is completed, and probably after a few other projects are completed, we're going to extend our tie down and parking area to just basically continue off of what we've already built going this way. So this will go away eventually, but it's not going to go away in the near future. Because I think I explained this once before, the reason why the FAA has made this project such a priority is because the existing taxiway where passengers have to walk across an active taxiway to get to a tie-down area, that's not an FAA design standard. That's an FAA safety issue. So what they want to do is they want to push
all the, they want to push the aircraft parking closer to the terminal building, well, not necessarily closer, but what they want to do is create provide aircraft parking that doesn't require you to have to walk from the public facilities on the airport across an active taxiway to get to your airplane. That was what really drove this project. So
why you got that up, Doug? Probably more so for you. The property that's up to the north between Kroll's recycle area. The county ever has any desire to spend money, that'd be a good property for like general aviation, and they get the general aviation, a smaller aircraft, away from the heavier.
Come on, Kroll's is up on the left, right?
It's right straight at the top in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the field.
Yep.
When you're coming in,
mm-hmm.
And it would just be a good opportunity to be able to take the general aviation, a smaller general aviation aircraft, and get it out of the way.
And that field's being tilled now, right?
Right. And it was for sale for the longest time. Yeah,
wasn't that bought by Shell Brothers?
I think Shell's down on the other end.
Oh, Shell's down on the other end?
But
I think they're down.
Okay. You know, we put $6 million a year in a fund to buy land for preservation. That might be I don't know how big that tract is.
Well, you can put a lot of it around the perimeter of preservation and just be able to put some sort of tie downs and hangars in that area, which would take a lot of the general aviation.
We've kind of been focusing on land that's under development pressure over on the eastern side of the county, but that might be a big deal.
I haven't found any land in Sussex County that's not under pressure.
You ain't kidding. That's a good point.
You know, so I mean, I know you, every once in a while they'll look at something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That really moves up the opportunity to get the local, because the more public we get, the more aircraft's going to probably want to get in here.
Sure.
And we really, from what I see here and have seen disappearing over time, we don't have a good tie down area for just the local people that are on the airport.
Well, maybe I'll put you in touch with Todd. Because Todd does all the hunting and negotiating for us, you know, for the council on purchasing land. You'll contact the owner and ask him, do you have any desire in selling your land? We'll give you, you know, with appraised value. We can't pay any more than appraised value, but a lot of times we'll ask for a discount. People will do that.
The problem you have with that is it's probably the appraisal is going to be high because it might be industrial.
I don't know. I'll find out.
That's why it was advertised years ago when it's up for sale, but I don't know if it's
I'll probably see Todd more anyway.
What was he asking for this year?
Oh, I don't know. Dave Kenton was a realtor, and that was probably 7 years ago. The sign came down, I think.
I'm surprised somebody didn't buy to put apartments on there.
Well, that's what I figured. Before, the ball field would have been a good parcel for the county to look at, and then all of a sudden the ball field came in.
Well, at least the ballpark isn't going to give you guys pressure about the airplane noise.
Right.
They're making their own noise. That's the perfect next door neighbor. You put an apartment complex there, you're gonna get a whole other kind of pressure.
Right.
Yeah. Good point.
So as I'm sure we'll have another airport advisory committee meeting before we begin construction on this project. If for whatever reason we don't, I can assure you that proper notices will be posted, will be sent to all airport tenants, keeping you advised and up to date with all the necessary closures of paved surfaces. We may even be able to provide a monthly status on progress of the project also. Because again, this is going to be a big project for us, and it's going to continue. Construction is going to continue in one form or another through 2028.
Yeah, our goal is to have the next phase teed up so that starts in the spring of 26 and so forth. I mean, that's the goal. If we get the funding, everything's contingent on funding.
And the extension is due to start.
We're still working on that.
We're still working on that, yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and move to our next topic, the airport's Federal Aviation Administration Airport Capital Improvement Program. I touched on it a little bit when I talked about the taxiway project. The FAA requires that each airport that's eligible for funding through the FAA's Airport Improvement Program must work with the FAA on creating a capital improvement plan. Identify those projects which carry the highest priority for the airport sponsor and or meet certain requirements of the Federal Aviation Administration, and sometimes safety-related issues carry a higher priority than what the airport sponsor would like to do at the airport. And Monday, we had what I'll call our annual kickoff meeting with the FAA for our 2026 to 2030 capital improvement plan. So the projects that the FAA is looking for when we discuss this next plan, and again, the meeting we had Monday was preliminary. We've got several other meetings with our representatives at Delta Airport Consultants internally with the county before we have a follow-up meeting with the FAA when this report has to be submitted to the FAA in mid-December. So of course, the projects that we have shown in green are the last four phases of the Taxiway Bravo project. Phase three, which is actually, it's phase three of the overall six-phase project, but it's phase two of the construction, which is going to finish that that middle half that we just showed you. That's planned to go under grant, as Mark had said, in 2025. Construction will likely begin in 2026 on that project. Then after we finish that center half of the taxiway, we have to design the remaining two outside portions of that project to complete the full-length taxiway. That'll be put under grant in 2026, designed through 2027. 2027 will submit a grant for, you know, for the remaining, well, 2027, 2028 will submit grants for the remaining half of the project. Receive a grant in 2028, construction may not begin until 2029, but we'll wait and see on that. We also have money that was allocated to us through the one-time bipartisan infrastructure law. Everybody's calling it the bill law, where every year for a five-year period we receive $295,000 that can be applied toward an AIP eligible project. There's some discussion going on right now on what is the best use for that money. There's been a number of projects that have been discussed over time. We thought that we had determined, I thought that we had some level of agreement from the Federal Aviation Administration that we were going to use that money to build two taxi lanes in that grass area on the south side of the airfield, on the opposite side from where Sussex Aero's hangar is located. Those two taxi lanes would be separated far enough apart to be able to build with private money aircraft hangars up to 10,000 feet, maybe even larger if necessary. There's been a bit of a roadblock that's been kind of put up in front of us on that particular project right now, but with the meetings that we have with Delta Airport Consultants and the FAA, we'll make a determination of how we would like to spend that money, but how the FAA will probably dictate to us how the money is going to be spent. So, and then after that, you know, we have the runway extension project shown in the capital improvement plan. We know that we have an eligibility requirement that has to be, that we have to meet before the FAA will even consider the project. We also know that in the latest FAA reauthorization bill, and thanks to Senator Tom Carper, there's a pilot program that was added into the reauthorization bill where every year for the next 5 years, the FAA will select 2 general aviation airports. And sponsor, approve, whatever you want to call it, a runway extension at those airports, where the runway extension is no longer than 1,000 feet long, and you don't have to meet this operational criteria to be awarded a grant for that project. We have a separate meeting with the Federal Aviation Administration to discuss the planning for submittal of an application and determining the scope of the overall project. We do know that the FAA's capital improvement program is dictated by a federal order, and this federal order is the FAA's guidebook, instruction manual, whatever you want to call it, on how they administer our airport capital improvement plan. And one of the things that we have to show, and I think this is what's going to happen when we submit an application to this pilot program for the runway extension, is the FAA is going to require us to identify what the overall development objective of this project is. And of course, it's going to be a runway extension. But we're also going to have to identify each of the individual projects, the FAA calls those capitals, that's going to get us from where we are today to when we can have the extension and be able to utilize that runway extension. You know, and to kind of give you an idea, each of the phases of the Taxiway Bravo project is an individual capitals project. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. I think the next 3 weeks, month, maybe month and a half, is going to be very interesting for us. So we'll see how that goes. That's all I've got on that. You know, any questions on the capital improvement plan? We also have...
Well, maybe just finish on scheduling when our next draft is due and then when we anticipate it to be finalized.
We're scheduling a meeting with the Federal Aviation Administration next week. No, it's
week
the week after.
Week in December.
Yeah, it's December 2nd. We're shooting for December 2nd. That'll be the meeting where we present to the FAA our draft number 2, after hearing what the FAA's input was on this original draft and recommendations from Delta Airport consultants. If the FAA on December 2nd tells us that's great, go ahead and submit your plan, we'll go ahead and submit it. If they tell us, change this, you know, change the priority number of the project, change the work codes of the project, change the dollar amounts of the project, then we'll go ahead and do that, and then we'll submit the plan like that. But our goal is to have the 2026 through 2030 FAA Capital Improvement Plan submitted as approved by all parties by the middle of, I'd say no later than the second week, the end of the second week in December. By the way, we also received a congressional direct spending grant, thank you to Senator Tom Carper, for the environmental assessment and preliminary design work for the runway four extension project. There's about $750,000 of that earmarked for the environmental assessment, and environmental assessments take time to complete. And the remaining $250,000 is going to give us some preliminary design ideas on how we're going to get again from where we are today with the runway to the final to the final product. And I think from this we're going to find out what's going to be required of each of these individual capitals, because we know what's going to happen is if we estimate that this project is going to cost us $30 million to build the runway extension, the FAA is not going to give us one grant for $30 million. They're going to piecemeal this project together. And we're hoping that during this preliminary design phase and what we learn through the environmental assessment, that we're going to have an idea of how many capital projects are going to be needed to complete the overall developmental objective of extending that runway.
Thank God you're doing that. I would have patience over the last 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, and I could have probably explained that in half the words that I did, but you know, we work in an environment that is heavily regulated. Many people are familiar with the AIP program. They know that the FAA will pay 90% of the cost of a construction project, and that's all they know. They don't know how the program works, how the FAA administers the program, and how we have to play by the FAA's rules. And recently, I just learned something new out of that whole project also, or whole process also. So, sometimes what may be a priority of ours or how we think the project should be phased is totally different from how the FAA will dictate to us how this project is going to be administered, and we have to play along. You know, the FAA is not going to change or ignore their requirement to comply with a federal order just to satisfy little Sussex County's interest in a runway extension. So, thank you for letting me vent a little bit right there, but we should have this plan finalized and submitted to the FAA by the end of the second week in December.
Good work.
Well,
any other questions?
We try.
All right, last item on the agenda is public comments, but
nominally, I'm still public, right? So,
anything back?
No new comments.
Okay. All right. Next meeting date.
The fourth Wednesday in January is the 22nd. January 22nd. And that is... we'll have to be sending an email out to be sure that all members still want to be on the committee. We'll have to do
that time again. Huh?
Yeah.
Election of officers.
Yeah. And the election of officers will get Bob on the county council agenda for the first part, whatever the first meeting is in January, so that we can get the officers.
Yeah.
But I'll get an email sent out very soon for the officers to be sure that everybody that still wants to be on the committee.
Rick, I hope you're going to serve again.
I'm prepared to nominate you again right now today.
I missed that meeting.
That's how Gus ended up with it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
There's nothing further.
I got one thing I wanted to add. I'd be interested, and this is open discussion for a group. How many students or how many people are getting their license through the flight school and how well that's going. That's where we're going to grow the future pilots.
Right.
You know, and, you know, if they're two, well, two's not going to support, you know.
Well, interesting you bring that up. I can tell you from the conversations that I've had with Ocean Aviation that they're thrilled. You know, they're happy.
I get about 1 to 2 a month asking me where to go, and that's where
yeah.
I send them.
Yeah.
And I think it would be good for this group to understand, because that's where we're going to get the future aviators.
And yeah. They're getting ready to build that.
I was going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, President Biden's frequent visits to Rehoboth have kind of impacted. It hasn't shut down ocean aviation, but they just can't do touch and goes.
They can't linger. They gotta
yeah,
get out of that.
They gotta get out. Yeah. And for what touch and go work they may do, while the president is in Rehoboth, they just fly down to Salisbury.
And that's gonna go away.
And that's gonna go away. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Right. As Patty mentioned, part of this grant that we received from the state of Delaware for obstruction removal, purpose of cutting down some trees that were identified as obstructions in our airport master plan, there was also $50,000 added to that grant to build a flight simulator room inside the hangar that Ocean Aviation uses. And they're getting one of these full motion, you know, flight simulators. So all of their students, and they chose our airport as the location that all Ocean Aviation flight students, including those that fly primarily out of Ocean City, will have to come up to get their, you know, their simulator time.
Simulator time.
Yeah. So that's a good sign also. So
it's more than one or two.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I get a steady stream of them that reach out to me. I've got the flying club, and of course he doesn't rent to people who aren't currently students.
Right.
So they flow from him to flying clubs either here or Salisbury or up near Dover.
Mike Fried. I was drawing a brain fade.
Yep.
Mike Fried is his name. The owner of Ocean Aviation, yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah, so if I do flight instruction when there's a TFR, I just take them over to Cambridge or someplace outside of the TFR.
Yep. But I'll ask him. I'll ask
yeah,
him if he can give us some numbers.
I don't know how much they want to divulge, but then I think it's good. They don't have to give us names, you know, but, you know, two private pilots, three instrument rated, two commercials, whatever. And I think it'd be good for this group to see that there is a, you know, a big growing process.
Good. Yep, we'll do that. It's easy.
I think the majority of the new pilots coming to the area are retirees coming to the area. 3/4 of my flying club are retired or very nearly retired. They've moved to the area. Several of them are retired ATPs that just want to keep a foot in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Others have hung up their day job and they want to pick up a new hobby.
Yeah.
Not into fishing. Flying's a great
yeah.
option.
Yeah.
We just had one.
Growth.
They probably should be
with
in fishing.
Population growth, a lot of them are retirees.
We just had one that just finished the flight school, and he rented one of the new T-hangers.
Yeah, he sure did.
Mm-hmm. He finished it, bought a plane, and
is that the dude that bought a brand new Cessna?
Yes.
Yeah, he bought a brand new Cessna 182,
yeah.
Brand spanking new,
wow.
Factory delivered.
That's
wow.
He was probably in the 800,000 range.
Wow. How many you want?
Yeah.
Well, that's his answer.
I'm on fixed income.
That's his answer.
Right? Doug's not allowed to even hear those kind of numbers.
Oh, there's a direct result from the flight school right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Purchase, and then we get a new team.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure did. He sure
mm-hmm.
did.
Yeah.
He was thrilled. He took a delay on getting that aircraft also. He was scared to death he was going to lose that T-hanger,
mm-hmm.
but it all fell into place.
He
so.
Started paying for it right away before,
Where is the plane?
Yeah. Yep.
Anything else? Everybody?
Come back.
Which doesn't mean golf. Doesn't
mean golf. So, motion to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Cool. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
All right, thank you.